Independent wrestling is pretty damn fucking cool.
We're sitting down in the spotlight and squared circle with Rhino.
We're trying to bring more awareness to the independent professional wrestling scene.
Undoubtedly thankful for anybody that just decided to tune in and actually liked us enough to keep listening.
You're tuned into a show of such thermonuclear awesomeness, your head might just implode into another quantum universe. That's right, it's Grapple Talk, the universal cure for boredom. Featuring Nicholas Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden. Stick around, you don't know what is going to be coming out of their mouth.
And welcome into Grapple Talk, episode number 85. My name is Nick Ragnar, joined by two other guys.
Yeah, we know. This is the format of the show. I'm Jesse Von Ruden, and of course, A.C. Riley is to my right. But
hello.
If you're listening to this, he's actually in your ear.
Yeah, he's in your ear right now. Possibly your right or your left ear, depending if you have an earbud only in one ear.
Yes.
Otherwise, it could be all around. If you're in the car, I don't know.
5.1 surround sound.
Yeah, 5.1. It could be five different directions of A.C.
Yes.
Riley right now.
I still want to hear somebody say, yeah, I listen to Grapple Talk on 5.1 surround sound, but that hasn't happened yet.
That'd be weird.
It would be weird. So far, it's just been in the car.
Huh.
And apparently in restaurants.
Huh. Oh.
According to your Twitter.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of weird. The Old Crow, the guys over at the Twitter for the Old Crow here in La Crosse, were like, we got in a conversation about SummerSlam. And he's like, yeah, I'm checking out Grapple Talk. I'm like, all right. Wait, where'd
like,
it go?
What?
Yeah, it was weird.
Apparently, we got a shout-out at the Hall of Fame on Sunday.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Did you guys see that? That was pretty cool.
We're just a big deal now.
No, we're not.
No.
We're not that big of a deal.
Not even close.
But you know what's a big deal, guys? This episode, because we're going to keep it short. So if you actually are exercising, you can get your heart rate up to us, you know?
Yeah, okay. I like that. That's good.
Okay, that works.
Doing your P90X, you might be able to do it in 30 minutes, much like this podcast.
Yeah, there you go. See, this is nice. This is a good podcast. I mean, you know, it's kind of like we were just talking about before the show, when you have a series to watch, you know? It's like if it's 30 minutes long, it's nice because then you can kind of like, you know, it doesn't take up your whole day to watch an episode of that series.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was binge watching Lost, I didn't do anything besides watch, you know, television because it was like these episodes are an hour long.
Yeah. That eats up your whole day.
How many episodes are in Lost anyway?
There's a lot. There's like seven seasons and each season has like, I don't know, like 15 episodes. That's a ballpark.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's crazy.
Like, did you shower in between?
It's a lot of wasted life. But it was.
He actually started looking like some of the cast members.
It was worth it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's good.
Here's a delightful sprinkling of some of the shows in the Midwest area.
All right, I'll kick things off. We got Bruce City Wrestling's Janesville Heat coming up on Friday, August the 21st. It's at the UAW Local 95 Union Hall, 1795 Lafayette Street in Janesville. Your main event's going to be the Bruce City Championship. On the line as Joey the Jet Avalon takes on Jared 8-Pack Jax.
Yeah.
It'll be one hell of a match. Mm-hmm. Brew City Wrestling Ladies Championship will be on the line. It's Stacey Shadows, who is your champ, going one-on-one with Sierra. Brew City Wrestling Heritage Championship on the line as the Ice Cream Man, Tyler Sunday, who is your champion, your Heritage Champion, takes on Alex Bernardino. Plus, also in action, Jay Cross, the All-American Michael Mack, Derek St. Holmes, Dysfunction, and obviously the other many stars of Brew City Wrestling. Bell times at 7:30. Doors open at 6:45. Tickets, $12 for adults, $5 for kids 10 and under. You can always go to www.brewcitywrestling1. That's Brew City Wrestling, the number one, not the word one, .com. And also, AC Riley said they have a show on Saturday as well.
Yes, they do. They have a show back at West Allis, the Knights of Columbus, so that will be there as well. Two times for you to check out BCW this weekend.
And it's their big summer show, too, so you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you know, really quick, I kind of forgot about this, but I was at the food co-op today.
Yeah?
I got a block of cheese because we made tacos today and we got a grater.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, it's a good start. But I was walking, you know, maybe, I don't know if the dude listens to Grapple Talk, but he definitely goes to RCCW shows. But I was walking to the parking lot, and this guy goes, "Hey, what's up, man?" And, you know, I have no idea who it is. I was like, "Hey," you know, I thought maybe old dude I went to school with. And he's like, "Oh, sweet, dude." And I just kind of walked really fast because I don't want to talk to him.
Wait. He said, "Oh, sweet, dude," after you're like,
Yeah.
And he's
so
like,
I.
How do you know that he's from RCCW?
Hold on a sec, man. I'm not telling my freaking story yet. Mm-hmm. So I get my cheese, you know.
Okay.
And then I also decide I'm going to get a tomato because I like tomatoes in my taco. I'm going to cut a tomato, put it in my taco later. So I go through my checkout line, and all of a sudden I'm checking out, and all of a sudden I hear, "So, yeah, you like going to be at the show next month? And it kind of caught me off guard because I didn't even know. So it's the same dude.
Yeah.
And it had to, I had to think for a second. I'm like, show, what the fuck is this dude talking about? Is he talking about like a Brock concert? Like, what is he talking about? I was like, I was like, I think he's talking about wrestling. So I go, yeah. He's like, yeah, man, missed you at the last show. Still kind of missed, you know, still kind of mystique. Yeah. Didn't know. And I was like, okay, maybe. And then he's like, yeah, man, like, you know, I'm trying to go up to, you know, CL Snow and stuff. And I was like, yes, okay, RCCW guy.
Mm. And he was like, it's like, I think he's still talking about a Rock show.
And then he was like, you know, you guys do a really good job. The product down there is really good. I really enjoy coming down. And, you know, hopefully we'll see you down there.
Really?
So it's kind of cool. You got to, you know, somebody recognized me in public. And we got a, you know, RCCW got a little
really
shout
quick
out.
Question. Did he have, like, a lot of facial hair?
I don't know what a lot is.
Like, did he have, like, kind of like Jesse Von Rudin facial hair?
No.
No? Okay. Because
a baseball cap on.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. But no, I was wondering because, oddly enough, when you mentioned the food co-op, I think like Monday I got a message like, were you just at the food co-op just right now? I was like, I just woke up 5 minutes ago, so probably not. And they're like, oh, okay. Well,
does he work there?
I think he might actually work
there. Maybe it's the same guy then.
Maybe it's the same guy. It seems like it's too much of a coincidence.
Food co-op guy, thanks for the shout-out, man. Much appreciated.
Yeah, it was funny that that happened to you because I remember once I was at Wendy's. I was getting some food, and then all of a sudden, so it was like, oh, yeah, how's the wrestling stuff going? I'm like, fine. How do you? And they're like, you don't recognize me, do you? He's like, no. I was like, oh, I'm Kyle Roberts' mom. I'm like, that's why you asked me about the wrestling. But I was just like, okay, I'm ordering food, and I'm asked about wrestling from one of the coworkers. I was just like, it's going good.
That's just the
How
first
do you
time.
Know about
that's
that?
The first time I've heard it brought up outside of the television aspect. Like I've heard many of times before. Hey, I saw you on TV, whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. But like that's the first time it's ever been like, hey, I saw you. Where were you last month?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be managing AC Riley. Where'd you go?
Yeah.
Well, it just means RCC.
Want to try that again?
Yeah. It just says River City Championship Wrestling is on the right track right now.
Yeah.
So
definitely keeping the lacrosse area alive and well.
Now, you actually have a show, too, on Saturday.
I do have a show this Saturday.
Got to keep this show on track, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this Saturday in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, on top of the show in West Allis and Bruce City Wrestling, the Now That's What I Call Wrestling Saucy Cup 2K15 at the Saucy Sports Bar at 1915 Washington Avenue. Washington Street, not Avenue. There's no such thing in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
That's a bold statement, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's probably a Washington Avenue, just probably not one in Manitowoc. Because I think that would be way too confusing to have a street and an avenue the same.
Well, Washington can't tell a lie, but apparently AC Riley can.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so this actually will be the last Now show of the year. And, of course, to bring back a Now tradition, the tournament will be booked the day of the show. So they're not, you know, hyping any matches really except for one or two, but everything in the tournament is going to be planned the day of, and also because it's a Now show, they're gonna do something really fucking strange with the tournament. Their words, not mine. So you guys remember that the tournament that we had the preview a while back that we really couldn't make heads or tails on?
Yeah, I remember that one.
But with Nathan Gus as the head of the tournament. So basically the 12 guys scheduled for the tournament in the Saucy's Cup, Seth Gambino, Brock Hall, Snake Eyes, TW3, Aries Toretto, Tyler Jackson, Kip Pock, Devin Drake, Jordy Lee, Johnny Smash, Don Gotti, and Ryan Summers. So basically the first round of the tournament will be 4 3-way matches. So 4 triple threat matches.
Yeah.
The finals will be a fatal 4-way between the finalists. But that's not even the really strange part. They're going to, get this, drop popsicle sticks to determine who will face who in the tournament.
Like of the shorter one?
Yeah, so basically like, you know, the popsicle sticks from the popsicles. And then
where else would they be from?
I don't know.
Oh, the popsicle sticks, you know.
So basically all the sticks will have a number on them, and based on the number, you'll face whoever in the tournament. Mm. So that's how they're going to be booking this tournament.
So they're
going
to have, like, numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and they would have them in there each.
No,
like,
1 through 12.
1 through 12?
1 through 12 in this.
Okay, but, like, hear me out on this one, right?
All
right. So if you had 4 numbers, right, and you had
4 numbers
3 times in that set of popsicles, and you're pulling them out, right? So whoever drew 4 would be in match 4. Whoever drew 1 would be in match 1.
Hmm.
So on and so forth.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The way I read this, I thought that that's determining which number you are, but that would make sense too, that, hey, you're drawing this, and, oh, you're a match one, you're a match two. So, see, that again, this is kind of why I referenced it to that other tournament that we couldn't make heads or tails on, because it's a now show. Another match announced that the only thing that is guaranteed to be on there, the now tag team championships on the line, Ruthless Rage versus the Dojo Boys. His last show, Lumberjack Michael Wayne, he won a match to guarantee a title match, whatever you wanted. So then after the Dojo Boys retained their belts against the No World Order in a ladder match, they walked in. They're like, oh, yeah, great job, guys. Oh, we're going to hug each other. Boom, cashed in, and they're new champions. So that's that. This is the now tag team match to end all now tag team matches, kind of.
For the year.
For the year, exactly. So, yeah, they're going to be having the tag match. They're going to be having people determine their match number by drawing popsicle sticks. They're going out in style with now for this year. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. And, of course, admission is free, but donations are welcome.
Oh, cool.
Whenever I hear saucy sports bar, it makes me hungry.
Sausages. Does it make you hungry for sauce?
Makes me hungry for, like
he's never
marinara?
Used that line before,
like boneless,
with any woman.
Boneless wings with sauce.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Adult chicken nuggets.
Basically. Oh, man, that sounds good.
All right. Well, you know what else sounds good? Under the Lights Entertainment will also be having a show on Saturday, the 22nd, at the Klondike Memorial Field, which is 8162 County Road Z in Klondike, Wisconsin. The heavyweight title is on the line as the Native American warrior, Tejas, will be taking on Killer Kaz Carter. Special grudge matches, Bruno takes on Weasel. I'm not too sure who Weasel is.
Bruno takes on Weasel?
He's taking on Weasel. Also, a Gold Rush tournament to earn a shot at the UTL heavyweight title or Lights Out Championship. Whenever the winner chooses to, the stars in action, of course, you see Cooter Bo Cephas, Brian Skyline, Jaden Roller, Super Mario Crivello, and many more. Show starts at 5. This event is open to the public, and all proceeds go to benefit the Klondike Little League. This is a free admission and all-ages event. So if you want to really support the Klondike Little Leaguers, I suggest buying a lot of concessions because you're not paying for a ticket.
I'm going to ask you a question really quick.
Yes.
Why do you think, what would the circumstance be that somebody realistically would go after a mid-card championship instead of a world championship if they had the option to choose which one they wanted?
Surprise factor.
That's it.
That's about it. Okay. Well, think about it. It's like almost every time you ever hear someone say, you're going to have a shot at any title anywhere. Like, no one ever goes after, like, the regional television title that's only on air between 11 and 12 a.m.
Why would you want that, though? I mean,
well,
because,
that's a great title, man.
But think about, like, all of the building up to a world champion. You make, according to whatever, make more money as a world champion. You're more prestigious. You're more spotlighted as a world champion. It's the, it's a world championship. I mean,
of the world.
Of the world.
The question is, though, it's like how many
or company championship, whatever.
Companies are going to have
the
a world
company championship of the world.
And, like, it's one of those things where, like, let's say, like, hypothetically you do win it, but you're also the champion at the same time. Then you can go after whatever other title you want to. Or you win it, and you and your
partner...
That's
the only way I think that makes sense.
Or you and your partner were former tag team champions, and you got screwed out of the belts, and you want another shot at them.
Man.
Yeah. What if you're a cruiserweight, and there just happens to be a weight restriction?
What if they had that in, like, college football, and, like, one team won, and they're like, yeah, man, you know, just for the surprise factor, we're going to go after the Geico Motorhome Bowl. It's like, why? Surprise.
Yeah, well, could you imagine Alabama taking on Miami of Ohio in that game?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
They get killed. But who knows? It's pro wrestling, and sometimes pro wrestling logic does not work. Speaking of logic and pro wrestling, all right, so Brock Lesnar was on SportsCenter this past week.
It was actually a good interview.
Yeah.
He was actually on ESPN Radio, too.
Yeah,
I don't know if
Mike and Mike this morning. Yeah. It was Tuesday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught, like, I was driving into town. I'm like, well, it'd be great to listen to this interview. And then I realized I was at work, and I walked in really slow.
Whoops. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool because you learned, like, a lot about Brock Lesnar as the person. Like, he seems like a really genuine guy. At least, whatever.
I know a lot of people walked away with the big controversy is when Lesnar himself admitted that wrestling was fake and that both Vince McMahon and Dana White are in the same business promoting fights. Now, a lot of people took that the wrong way, because of the way that Lesnar approached it. You guys have any opinion on this matter, or?
Not really. Yeah. I'm kind of indifferent about it. I mean, it's you know, an interesting topic, and it's always cool when it's brought up when, you know, especially a guy like Lesnar who's been in both businesses, mm-hmm. you know, comes to ESPN, because the whole idea of it is roping that back into something relatable, and the most relatable topic there is the difference between UFC and WWE. That's probably what a general audience likes to listen to, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, when you just go back to the general topic of Dana White versus Vince McMahon, I think, yeah, it's very similar. I mean, you are selling fights. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're selling Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker for, you know, the pay-per-view or whatever you call these nowadays, since they're not necessarily pay-per-views.
I think just events now.
Events?
Yeah.
Big event?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday event?
Sunday.
I think they're still calling them pay-per-views, though. I think when I was on the network, it said next pay-per-view event, which seemed weird because it's not
which
really
weird,
a pay-per-view.
Which is weird because I started watching Raw again after a long hiatus, and I'm pretty sure they just refer to them as events now.
Yeah. And then, you know, the same thing goes for UFC. It's. I mean, regardless of what happens in the octagon opposed to in the ring, you're selling and booking the exact same thing, trying to sell it as that sort of event for people to want to see.
Because, like, in pro wrestling, the idea of booking Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker is this huge story and these two titans that are going toe-to-toe, mm-hmm. and it's just like with the UFC fights. Like, you book this guy versus this guy, or you book, like, Ronda Rousey versus her opponent, and it's like, oh, there's a lot of animosity between them.
Yeah.
Did you see, like, how they booked Ronda Rousey's last fight? I can't remember who I can't remember any of her opponents because she, you know, whips their tail so fast. But that last fight was booked on the idea that Rousey wanted to beat the piss out of her because she said something about, you know, suicide and, like, her dad or something like that.
Yeah, she basically poked fun at suicide, and that's how her dad passed away, was through suicide.
Which is funny because it's a fight, but I feel like leading up to that fight, that is almost the only storyline you heard about between the two.
Yeah.
Because that's the way UFC is trying to sell it. Like, there's a storyline going on with the fight, exactly what WWE does.
And even being scheduled in Brazil, because, like, that sounds perfectly like a WWE storyline that would happen. And you're like, you know what? I want to embarrass you. I want to embarrass you in your hometown.
She said that.
Yeah, it's happening. Next fight, Brazil, I'm going to beat you in your hometown and make an example out of you. And everybody's like, oh, my God.
And then she did.
It's like, who won at the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
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 And even, like, with Floyd Mayweather and
Pacquiao?
Yeah, Pacquiao. There, it was the exact same thing. It's like the storyline was that you have this guy that is not a billionaire because he donates all his money to local charities, and you have a guy that, like, throws money away and, you know, blows his nose with it almost because he has enough and he doesn't ever donate it. And it was literally the good guy versus the bad guy.
Yeah, who won that fight, by the way?
It was Mayweather.
Yeah,
and people were pissed.
Yeah.
And it's just like with, like, at a sports entertainment event, like if JBL beat Undertaker at SummerSlam back in 2004, people were pissed. It was like, oh man, he weaseled out of that.
Yeah.
It's like, that son of a bitch.
Like, regardless of the outcome, you know.
And then Undertaker chokes him through his car.
It's still a spectacle to see. You know, although it is, man, you know, it's like, it's the only thing that I find funny, and, you know, I might get, you know, hated on by people listening to this.
I think anyone who's actually made it to this point in the podcast already hates us.
Yeah. But I think
I think every time he says something, he always disclaims it as, oh, I'm probably going to have people hate me on this.
Well, because, you know, there's a lot of people in the wrestling business that, you know, have hurt feelings very easily for some odd reason. I don't know if they had
very sensitive buttocks.
Yeah, I don't know if they had a bad childhood or whatever. But anyway, so it's still funny to me, like, how we're in, like, this realism era, and, you know, you have, and, like, the big selling point, it's just weird to me still how it's, like, Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker. Because, you know, as The Undertaker, it's a full-on, like, that's still a full-on gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, 100% gimmick. At least, you know, with guys like Seth Rollins or Lesnar or Orton or, you know, Dean Ambrose, some of the other top guys. Yeah, they still act, you know, they play a character, but there's still some sort of, like, that, like, there's a little bit of realism in there, you know.
Seems like he's an actual person, just, like, with a bit of a personality.
Yeah. But with Undertaker, it's like, dude is just still full gimmick, like, I just woke from the dead, I came from a coffin. You know, and obviously it's not as gimmicky as it was 10 years ago, but it's still pretty gimmicky. And I just think it's funny, you know, when you're listening to ESPN or SportsCenter, and they're like, so how are you going to go, you know, you got Undertaker coming up. It's like, it sounds weird, you know, just because billing it, it sounds so gimmicky.
When his name is The Undertaker and not like, you know, hey, you got Mark Calloway coming up here, you know.
I just think it's funny, you know, it's just, it's
Or even like if Stone Cold was on now, it's like, oh, you're facing The Rock at WrestleMania. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but The Rock is like, you know, it's a good sports nickname. You know, even like The Undertaker is a good sports nickname if you really think about it. Because, like, I don't think anyone wants to see Stone Cold against a boulder.
Yeah.
God damn you, boulder. I'm going to kick you right in the gut. Give you the old stunner. Bam, bam, bam. Beers, beers, beers all day.
Plus, The Rock's name really transcends wrestling. I mean, he gets called The Rock when in movies. I mean, you know, it's like he's billed as
The Rock.
The Rock.
I know for
American
a while they were trying to
transition
from The Rock, or then it was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now it's just Dwayne Johnson. But I think now it's starting to go back to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
All right, well, we got to transition to another one of our topics. The VP of Public Affairs for the Minnesota Vikings let it leak this week that possibly WrestleMania will be at the new Vikings Stadium, and it's only a matter of time. I know you guys are pretty pumped about this because you guys are leaning in, and all the color in your faces have gone out, and it seems like you guys now have Wrestle Ragers.
Well, it's a pretty quick topic to talk about, but I think it's, you know, it's it's something we all look forward to. I think all three of us knew that this event would probably happen eventually with the Minnesota getting the new stadium. I mean, it's supposed to be gorgeous. What did I hear about that stadium? It costs like...
It's like $1 billion. Yeah, it's like... Something stupid.
Yeah, it was like...
Like what the Dr. Evil posed to, $1 billion.
Yeah, it was something really funny where it was more... Cost more. You know, it's one of those stupid statistics where it costs more money than something else that's obviously way more important.
Yeah,
but,
like
meals
in elementary schools.
Yeah, something like that. But I just... I think it's, you know, it's awesome for, you know, guys like us, especially, you know, we heard like the Final Four was going to be there, you know, the Super Bowl will probably be there eventually, you know, WrestleMania. It's overall, like, you know, just having that stadium only a few hours away is great for people that, you know, want to go to these kind of events that never got to because, you know, here in Wisconsin, you know, you're never going to see stuff like that. You know, the Kohl Center doesn't house enough, you know, whatever. Camp Randall.
You'll see like a live event.
Yeah. Camp Randall is outdoors. The Lambeau Field is outdoors. So during the winter, you know, it's kind of like a dead season because you're not getting opportunities to go to sporting events. Mm-hmm. And the Metrodome was just a big pile of garbage at that point. So they weren't drawing anything there anyway. So it's really cool. You know, I'm really excited. You know, even if the leak isn't true, I would guarantee WrestleMania will be there at some point.
Yeah. Like, even if he's just saying it to saying it, I mean, at the same time, they're going to do it because. Like, A, Vince has said that he only wants to be in stadiums from WrestleMania to this point. Like, they're never going to go back to smaller arenas. They're going to just do stadiums. Yeah. So, like, you have a brand new stadium that's being built that you can – essentially, they expect it to be a very huge stadium.
Mm-hmm. So I think it seats, like, over 70,000 from what I heard.
Exactly. And that's the thing is that WrestleMania only gets bigger and bigger. So, in reality, that's going to get to the point where it's like, well, we see – these people last year, the year before we did this. So, yeah, they could house that, and we can do that.
Oh, before we get to WrestleMania, though, we do have SummerSlam coming up on this Sunday. And, guys, this one's actually shaping up to be a very good pay-per-view. On paper, there's a lot of really intriguing matchups, and one of the ones already has the world talking. We already talked about it a little bit. Is Brock Lesnar taking on the Phenom, The Undertaker?
I don't want to be a dead horse, so we can talk about this one kind of quick. Good job. That was funny.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, yeah, it's going to be a huge matchup, obviously. That's, you know, I don't know if Undertaker, I don't know if this was planned all along, if this was something that was brought in just because maybe ratings were down or whatever. But it's going to, it's going to be a big matchup. I honestly don't know who's going to, you know, who's going to pull out in this one. And I don't think it really matters that much, but at the same, you know, it's just interesting because you almost think that for Undertaker to move on from this, he has to get the win for him to move on to do something next WrestleMania, unless they're doing Lesnar or Taker 3 at Mania so he can get his redemption then.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what does Lesnar have to lose at this point? He's still a beast, and if he loses Undertaker is, you know, the biggest spectacle in WWE right now. So, I mean, I'm going to pick a Taker.
I'm going to pick Taker as well because I think every time I've seen a SummerSlam rematch from WrestleMania, it's always that the opposite guy goes over. So, like, for example, Randy Orton and Undertaker. Undertaker won. But then at SummerSlam, Randy Orton beat The Undertaker. So I think it's kind of like that big show feel that's kind of on the other side of the calendar year that essentially the other guy can get a win without it affecting the other guy and essentially draw a little bit more. As far as ratings and everything. But I think Undertaker is more than likely going to win this one just based on the thing that it's really SummerSlam. Everything they're building up to is really saying Undertaker is going to win. And it, like the way everybody is like saying it, because they're, you know, they have all those superstars, and be like, oh, who do you think is going to win this fight? And it was like, oh, he has to win in this matchup. And it's like, well, if they plan to have Undertaker again in at WrestleMania, he kind of has to. So that way, it's not just he loses at WrestleMania, he loses at SummerSlam. Okay, what's the point of him coming back? So I say Taker.
I gotta go with Lesnar.
You're always just.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, you brought up the point you wanted to make Taker special. He's already special. He's almost untouchable at this point in time. I don't think another loss to Brock Lesnar hurts his stock, because what it does, it elevates Brock Lesnar's stock. Because if you look at it, right, on paper, Taker's coming into this match as the bad guy. He's coming in. He's been whining and complaining about losing a match 1-2-3 to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. So what does he do to get his revenge? He kicks him in the balls and costs him a title opportunity against Seth Rollins at Battleground. Evan, every time Taker has showed up again, he's had the upper hand by kicking Lesnar in the balls. Does that sound like something a good guy would do?
Did he kick him in the balls again on Raw?
Yeah, he did.
He did it, really?
Yeah, yeah. Just like, ugh. Kick him right in the balls. And
big
Brock's
boot.
Like, ugh.
My balls.
My balls. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I got to go with Lesnar on this one, because Lesnar's going to be around a little bit more often than Taker, and I don't think Taker's stock takes a hit. Because, as you alluded to, you can still do Taker and Lesnar at WrestleMania, because that's really the big money match. This is the teaser for the big money match again.
Think so?
I think so.
I would actually say, you know, and this is just me being a mark, I wouldn't mind Sting interfering. You know?
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Sting interferes. We got Taker Sting at WrestleMania next
year. Why would Sting interfere?
Because he's like, you know what? People have always been
comparing
us.
Sting's like, I want you.
People have always been comparing us throughout the past 2 decades, and now the comparison's over. Let's go one-on-one, bitch.
Man, I would loved it if Sting would have did an American Badass gimmick.
Oh, my goodness.
I could actually see Sting interfering, because it's very much just like with Undertaker interfering in Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins. He wasn't there to help out Seth Rollins. He was there to get Brock Lesnar.
But he had a personal issue against Lesnar. Right now, Sting does not have a personal issue against either guy.
So you say.
I'm just, you know,
I'm basing it on the logic of the programming they've been doing for the last, I don't know, year and a half.
I just don't think they can end Sting when they book, you know, Sting versus Taker. I know you don't want to admit it, Jesse.
Yeah.
But that had always been a dream, like a top 10 dream match, Sting and Taker. You go anywhere, you go on a website, you talk to somebody on the street, Sting and Taker, people know what that means. And that's always been, that has to be something.
Did
WWE
someone make a graphic of that too for WrestleMania 30?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. So I'm just saying, I think that it has to happen eventually. Both guys aren't getting any younger, and you got to set it up eventually. And we both know Taker and Sting will be taking a very extended amount of time off. And the best way to set up the match right now, to build up to that WrestleMania, to fill more seats, to fill, you know, get those tickets selling, is to, if you want, you know, to end this feud right now, have Sting interfere. People won't remember Brock Lesnar and Taker the next day. They'll remember that Sting interfered. It'll be Sting and Taker moving on. As mark as that sounds.
That sounds pretty marky.
Yeah, I
all right,
that.
But this one's going to be for the smarks, because this one's actually a really good match, as you have Cesaro taking on Kevin Owens.
I don't even know where to start. That's just going to be a fantastic technical. I don't even care who wins.
Yeah.
I don't care either.
I'm excited just to be around for that match.
Honestly, the only thing I do kind of, I know that wins don't matter as much, but I kind of want Cesaro to get the W, just because I think dude's ready, you know, for a major push, and I think only wins hurt, you know, are not hurt, but only build his stock. So I think Cesaro should get the win, just because with casual fans, it'll build his credibility. Obviously, you know, with guys like us, you know, people that watch wrestling on a day-to-day basis, we know what Cesaro is. We don't need to see him get a W, but for casual fans, he needs to look strong. So I think he needs to get the win.
I think if Cesaro wins at SummerSlam, then Kevin Owens is walking into that match with the NXT Championship, because remember, he has to face off against Finn Balor the day before. So even though I don't think that Kevin Owens is going to win that match, because everything building up to
the NXT Championship match?
NXT Championship match. Because it's very much everything building up to it is him saying, I need the belt because it's extra money in my pocket and I feel naked without it. But whereas Finn Balor is like, oh, I need the championship because it defines everything I've been doing.
It defines everything I've been doing.
And I don't really see him being a paper champion. I think that they're trying to bring Kevin Owens up, and they have to do that by him not being the champion, because they did the exact same with Neville, is that he had to drop the belt to ascend to the main roster and make the complete transition. But at the same time, I don't see Kevin Owens winning two nights in a row, losing two nights in a row. So I think essentially, if he loses one match, he has to win the other. So if Cesaro wins, then he has to win on Saturday.
I'm saying I want Cesaro to win, but I really think WWE management is really bought into Kevin Owens and what he's been doing.
Yeah,
and I think they will give him the win.
Which is always kind of funny because you heard the rumor that management didn't like him. You know, like Kevin Dunn's not a fan of Kevin Owens, which is weird.
Triple H loves him, though.
Yeah, but I guess Kevins don't like Kevins, right?
Yeah, weird.
Do you like Jesse's?
Yeah, of course. I'm always like, hey, Jesse, what's up, Jesse? And they're like, hey, Jesse, it's good seeing you again, Jesse.
Really quick, last SummerSlam thing I want to talk about. Cena and Rollins, obviously.
Oh, yeah, big matchup.
Yeah, big matchup, obviously. I think, you know, it's hard to imagine Cena with both belts at this point, you know, just because I think, you know, people would, I don't know. It's just, I honestly have no idea what to expect. All I expect is Rollins to win. But at the same time, I mean, I can't put my finger on it, but I have some sort of thing in the back of my head telling me that he might lose. What do you think, Jesse?
Honestly, I think both of these guys are walking into this match with a chip on their shoulder. Cena's been putting in probably the best work of his career the last 6 months. Rollins hasn't really felt like he's been validated as a champion. This really is his first big-time money match, and it happens on the biggest stage of the summer at SummerSlam. I think these two guys are going to tear it down. I wouldn't be surprised if Rollins walks away with the title and if he walks away with both titles. Now, I'm not too sure how it's going to happen or anything like that. I know there's been, like, speculation that, you know, Sheamus might cash in, stuff like that. Let's not worry about that. Let's just worry about watching these two guys who, literally, right now, Cena's at the top of his game. Rollins is getting there. We're going to see a matchup, and it's going to be a masterpiece between these two guys. And it's very personal, and it's, you know, these two guys. Man, anytime you get two alpha males like that together in a match, especially looking at how stacked this card is, these guys are going to steal the show.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind Sheamus cashing in, to be honest.
Well, they teased at it on Raw.
Did they?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, he's not cashing in.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be interesting because, you know, it seems like for the past, like, what? I don't, maybe this is wrong because I can't keep up with time, but it seems like the past couple of years, every Money in the Bank guy has held on to it for, like, a year. Like, not obviously a year, but, like, 9 or 10 months.
Well, Rollins, like, held on to it for quite a bit of time, but almost it seemed like Alberto Del Rio cashed in within 2 months. Cena cashed in within 2 months. You know, a lot of these guys have been doing it for that amount of time. I think, like, the regular tradition was to hold it on to it as long as possible so people actually forgot you had it. So when you do come out with it, they're like,
which is why you need to do it on, like, SmackDown.
You do it on Main Event.
Main Event. That would be crazy.
Yeah, superstars.
Guys, Main Event this week. Cash in. I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah. People would be turning into the network, you know? What if it happened during Swerved?
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be nuts.
Hey, this is the real Brock Hall. You want to get your reality check? Check out Grapple Talk.
I was there on the day Truth died. Blood on my hands, throw them up in the sky. I was a number one sinner, no less. My life was a lie and my wish was a death. I fell in love with the ways of the world. Money, the fame, the booze, the girls. But I couldn't stay faithful if I tried. I turned into a devil, you can see it in my eyes. I blacked out, told you everything I ever did. I couldn't take all the lies I was living with. I broke your heart, woke up the next day. My bag's outside, yelling, get the hell away. You're not a husband, not a father, just a pig. And you can never change all the things that you did. That's when I knew it, it wouldn't last. You'll never get away when you're running from the past. Escape it, this is how it feels. When you try to numb the pain with a thousand pills. You tore me down, wish that I was dead. Said you wanna sleep alone in another bed. But when I push away, you only pull me closer. It's only over when we both wanna say it's over. I gotta change, this is not who I am.
wanna start over, wanna try this again. You're everything I need, everything I'm not. So pull the trigger, give me one more shot.
Monster of the Midwest, Sadist. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like Grapple Talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners. This is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. I'd like to speak about something that's near and dear to my heart. Elijah Mainville is a 7-year-old boy with cancer. You may know him as WWE superstar Drax Shadow. His video has been circulating around social media and wrestling websites. There's now a way you can support Drax Shadow and Elijah's family by buying the official Drax Shadow t-shirt, available now on booster.com. The fundraiser was created by Elijah's mother, Melody. All profits go straight to the Mainville family. Go to booster.com/Drax_Shadow, or just check out Grapple Talk's Facebook page or Twitter for more information on that. booster.com/Drax_Shadow. Let's make sure they meet their goal.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken. Taking everything you've been given and making something better. It's about work before glory. And what's inside of you is doing what they say you can't. It's not about the shoes. It's about what you do in them. It's about being who you were born to be.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1-Hour Tees Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And uh-oh. Looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1-Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
This is Colin Brooks. I have the heart of a lion, and you are listening to Grapple Talk.
All right, cool, guys. Well, you know, it's been real for this episode so far, but we got to do a few things to wrap this up.
Now it's time for Wrestler's Perspective.
We saw an article from GQ about WWE wrestlers and how they stay fit on the road. So I got to ask you, how do you stay fit on the road?
I don't.
You just eat McDonald's.
No, I mean,
he really
like,
does. It's terrible.
Hey, you eat McDonald's too, though.
Yeah, but I'm not an athlete.
Well, at least you're honest about that. No, yeah. I think it's kind of a weird comparison because like when we're on the road, we're there and back essentially in the same day. Whereas like they're on the road on a consistent basis that they're at the show, they stay there overnight, they're going to the next show, then the next show, and the next show. It's not like, oh hey, done with the show in Green Bay, not head back to California or something like that. So I think it's a little bit different because in that case they have accessible hotels with the gyms and performance centers and everything like that. But in the times that if I am overnight at places, if I can find a place that has a gym or something like that, then even when we did the double shot at BCW, just finding a treadmill and just going on there for like an hour or something like that, just to do something. But yeah.
Guys, I haven't eaten out at a fast food restaurant in a week and a half.
Nice. Holy crap.
Yeah. I'm doing this thing where you buy all your groceries on Sunday and then make all your meals for the week throughout the whole week, and then you start again on Sunday.
That's what Dublin Kane does.
Yeah. You know what, man? You're missing out. Taco Bell right now has these.
Don't even start.
Yeah,
dude.
Man. They're really good.
Yeah,
though.
Stop.
Like
Plug of the day.
Yeah.
Oops.
Really hungry for fast food. But.
Is that why you didn't want to go out and have, like, lunch with me?
No, actually, I got roped into golfing with the family, and I hated it.
You hate golfing?
I don't hate it, but I just didn't want to golf. I was tired. I would have rather went out to lunch for a half an hour instead. I had to go golfing, because I had to sleep during that day to catch up with my sleep.
Yeah.
And instead, I went golfing for 4 hours. I played the worst round of golf of my entire life. I was mad. It was hot.
Did
you
fall asleep on the course?
No.
No, if he would have, he would have been red.
Yeah. It was hot. It was sunny and hot out.
Yeah, it was like almost.
But yeah, I was.
I didn't know if like you were just waiting and you're like, just fell asleep.
That didn't happen.
Oh, you didn't pull an axe, sorry.
But I do have chicken tacos waiting for me at home, so.
All right, cool. Hey, since you're going home tonight, tape study this week. We're actually going to go back to Sunday, actually. It was the G1 Climax Tournament Final. It was between Tanahashi and Nakamura. Guys, watch this match. It was something special.
Yeah, Nakamura, I feel like, makes the show pretty often in the tape study. I only mean that he's obviously awesome, so take
and
a look
Tanahashi
at him.
Tanahashi is like the ace of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. This guy is, he's the man. Imagine, if you will, John Cena had a love child with Shawn Michaels. That would be Tanahashi.
What?
Yes. He's not cross-eyed, though.
Come on.
But, yeah, it's a good match. The whole tournament was great. There was a lot of really good matches. Even Michael Elgin from Ring of Honor had a hell of a presence in that tournament. AJ Styles had a great match with Tanahashi the night before. Okada and Nakamura killed it the night before, too, so... I don't know, man. Track down these matches on Daily Motion or subscribe to New Japan World and enjoy some good old-fashioned Japanese pro wrestling.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheGrappleTalk, Twitter, @TheGrappleTalk. Otherwise, you can always hit up the website, grappletalkpodcast.weebly.com.
Yeah, and if you want anything to talk about, hit us up on Twitter. Use at the Grapple Talk and be like, hey guys, I want you to talk about this or that.
We'll make a t-shirt soon. Maybe we'll only get four, so we'll only have one extra one, so it'll be really special. Whoever gets it will be the only person to actually have one.
Cool.
Think about that.
And it'll be a certain size, so then it'll be like, hey, you want it. And it's like, oh, cool. Hey, the size, it's in this size. Like, oh, it's a little too big. Like, oh, okay.
We'll just get a quadruple XL.
Next contestant.
Be a quadruple XL. Fits everybody.
Yep.
Sort of.
It's like a parachute.
AC Riley, closing comments.
Well, you were talking about Japanese wrestlers, so on that note, I'm excited for TakeOver Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Jushin Thunder Liger versus Tyler Breeze. That should be a good match.
One.
Also, That was really fun with talking to Greg Gagne and Larry Henning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still on that high, so that's pretty cool.
I know. It seems like you're jonesing for a lot of things. Right
I know. Now. I know. I totally am. But no, like, seems like everything went really well on Sunday, so that's awesome that that actually happened and everything went well. Not even, you know, taking away that we got a shout-out there and people are talking about it, you know, through about us getting mentioned and everything like that. But just the idea that we got to sit down with two legends of wrestling, and, you know, they got to share their knowledge with us, and they definitely could have shared a lot more, and we definitely could have listened a lot more if we had the time, but we didn't.
Hey, you know, we could always have them back on the show.
I kind of hope we do.
They literally, after we went off, they told us to call them.
Yeah. And that was the thing. Is like, Carol even told me, like, after we were recording and everything was getting edited, that they both had a fun time.
Yeah.
So I would say, if you're listening to this episode, if you're somehow still listening to this episode, because you probably have turned it off by now, if you are listening, I would say go back and listen to last week's episode.
Definitely.
If you haven't, because it's, you know, it's pretty cool. You don't listen to us ramble on too much, you know, because sometimes I don't think the three of us really.
If you feel like you needed your spotlight for this week, go back and watch last week's episode.
Two great spotlights last week.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
Definitely do that. And Carol's was good too, but hers was more about the event, and the event's kind of over now. But I mean, it's still, I mean, you know,
still valid.
You learn about the Hall of Fame if mm-hmm. you listen to that one. So
absolutely,
that's never a bad thing either. But that does it for this week on Grapple Tick, mate. No, you guys don't like that. You don't like the accents anymore. You look really you're about to pass out.
Four out of 10.
You see this guy over here?
Yeah,
four out of 10.
Like literally, your eyes were just like,
no.
Why did you want to start later? Were you taking a nap?
4 out of 10.
What did? Out of
what the hell are we rating?
His accents, I guess. I don't know.
That was like so 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a Raven.
Okay, sleepy guy.
I'm not sleeping.
Did Bill Cosby get a hold of you or something?
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what they said about the new female Viagra?
What do they say?
If you mix it with alcohol, it becomes a roofie.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Go fucking figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're, you know, a female planning on taking female Viagra, don't plan on also getting drunk that night.
Yeah, because you might get roofie. Oh, guys, did you hear the roof at First Ave collapsed?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I heard about
forgot
that.
About that.
Yeah, that's damn
what
tragic.
What the heck?
I don't know, man. Something about Minnesota and their roofs, man.
Wow. You went there.
Yeah, because it happened twice in that city.
I'm just saying, you went there.
Talking about the Metrodome, right?
Yeah.
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 Went where? What are you talking about? What's in your head right now?
He went there.
Where?
He got real.
About what?
About roofs collapsing in Minnesota.
I stated a fact.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying you went there.
It's not like that was a controversial topic or anything.
That's like you stating a fact about Bill Cosby and roofies.
No, that's kind of different.
You went there.
It's controversial, though. I mean, it's like that's like rated PG-13.
Hey, man, maybe they got a sore spot about their roofs collapsing. You don't know.
Nah, I don't think so. I think they were happy when the Metrodome collapsed.
Yeah, they actually were.
Yeah. So, well, that does it for this week on Grapple Talk. Make sure you tune in next week. Next week we will have a spotlight, right?
I hope so.
You're the one booking the show, and now you're pulling, like, now booking with us, you know? It's, like, literally Thursday.
Last I checked, you guys were still part of the show. And
No, man. We actually had a list of guests.
Yeah,
I think,
look how well we're following that.
Yeah, really terribly. We were supposed to have Jay Cross on at some point in time.
Yeah,
you know?
But then like, we didn't realize that his schedule was a lot
Ben
different
McCoy,
than ours.
We're supposed to have Colin Brooks.
That's who we're supposed to have on next week.
We're supposed to have Hulk Hogan, and then a whole racist thing happened. I mean, what are we supposed to do here?
We did not have Hulk Hogan.
Oh, we had him
list.
Scheduled, man.
We did. Come on, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
No.
Kayfabe, bro.
No, Colin Brooks will be on next week, providing that he doesn't pull this week, because he was supposed to be on this week. This is our Colin Brooks shout-out of the week.
Wow, are you calling out Colin Brooks right now?
Yeah, because he was supposed to be on, and then it didn't work out, so we rescheduled for next week. So.
That was supposed to be his theme music.
Four out of ten.
That was supposed to be his theme music. He was coming out
I'm
to shut you
sleeping.
Up. No? He's coming out to shut you up. Hey.
AC Riley, I don't like how you're talking.
I don't like how you're talking.
3 out of 10 now.
That sounds like some guy from old Chicago or something.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
You just went there.
You let that. Come on. Come on, buddy.
Hey.
You read the paper?
Hey.
The paper. Why don't
you have hair product in?
All right. That does it for this week on Grapple Talk. We'll see you next week. Stay classy.
Thank you
for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
If I was running SWE right now, who knows? Maybe I would be the champ. I don't know. Maybe David Arquette would be my champ. I don't know.
Let's hope not.
With Nick Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
Too many cooks. We have too many likes.
Oh, come
Just
on.
Just kidding.
Just come on.
You watch that video?
Yeah, I did.
Too many cooks. Check it out if you haven't yet.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.